Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
How much of your money can you rely on? You may need to give your answer a second thought. We look at safe money and quote unquote safe money. All that and more on today's show.
Hi, this is Coach Pete. And if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Kit Fitzsimmons here, consumer advocate, excited to be speaking with John Kelly, the president of Kelly Financial Services, based in Hickory Hills. If you are in the Chicago area and need help taking a second look at your financial plan, or if you need to put one together to begin with, the number to call is 800-477-1135. Now, John, I know a lot of our listeners have worked a long time to get where they are, and I want to make sure that I know and that they know what you mean by safe money.
Well, let's be clear. There's a difference, I think, between what people think is safe money and money that is usually truly safe. A lot of people, when they think of safe money, you know, they think CDs at a bank, and they take it treasuries, you know, money market accounts, things like that, where they cannot lose any principal, fixed annuities, things like that. There are a lot of different places we see when it comes down to where people actually put their money where they think they have access to it. Like, a lot of people need to have, you know, we call it the safe money, one thing, but you need to have liquid money and quickly accessible money. Money in sitting in checking accounts. Say something happens with the car or the furnace breaks at the house, you know, we have to maybe put a roof in the house. You need to have some liquid money, and you need to have it in a safe place where you can get at it readily and quickly. And I think when people come into our office and they sit down, we always try to address the different buckets of money. And we talk, again, safe money, there's different things. I mean, people think, okay, banks are safe because their money's sitting in a CD. Well, while their principal is protected, they're really not making anything. I mean, interest rates today at their all-time low. I mean, we had a lady came in there last week. She had $190,000 sitting there making 0.03%.
Yeah.
So just by moving a little some money and still keeping it safe, we're able to get her a much higher rate of return. Yeah, we also talk about people. One lady came in here last week with her portfolio. She was sitting down here with John Herron, our fiduciary here in the office, and he was going through some of her funds, things like that, that she thought was safe. All her money was sitting in bond funds. Well, she couldn't understand how come she's lost over $50,000 since last November.
Ooh.
Well, in the best market we've seen in a while, and that's because interest rates are starting to creep up a little bit. So I think people really need to take a look at what their safe money is and what the purpose for that money is. Is it for putting groceries on the table? Is it maybe for buying a car in the next year or two or a house? Or is it something they're going to need for income? Big differences when we talk about safe money and where we put that money.
Absolutely. I mean, the problem, I think, from just the get-go is that folks have been very much in this mindset of we need to get a lot of money coming in, build up as much as we can, and we've got plenty of time before retirement. So if we have a couple losses here and there, it's not that big of a deal. So we've been more accepting of risk in our portfolio. But as we're heading closer to retirement, we can't have that much risk in our portfolio. We don't have time to recover from those losses.
Everybody remembers what happened after 9/11 to their retirement accounts, and then again in 2008. Yeah, we had a busy week last week. We had four different workshops across the Chicagoland area, and people just kept on coming up to us. One of the biggest topics they were having in the discussions was, when they were making the appointments, the way the market is and what's going on with their money. And they can't afford to lose because they remember what happened in 08. We have a lot of people that are retiring at the end of the year here. And one lady in particular I was talking to up in Glenview last week, she's retiring at the end of June, and she's got to do something. She's got to make some pension choices, and she's also got to do something with her retirement accounts. So where she puts that money is going to have a huge effect on the income she's going to have down the road. And one thing she's made perfectly clear, she cannot afford to lose any of it. So people are scared. I mean, this market is doing great. A lot of people are killing it out there right now. But the thing is, hold on to it. I think that's where the people are starting to realize, because they remember what happened back to them in 08.
So when we're taking a look at putting together a safe portfolio, what are the pieces that are in there? Because you've mentioned the emergency fund, having cash set aside. That's certainly liquid safe. But are there other types of safe money that we should be making sure that we have in our retirement plan?
There are a lot of different ways you address that. And like I said, when we sit down and do a complete income plan for people, we take a look at their overall picture. How much do they need on a monthly basis? And when are they going to start needing to take money? So some of the portfolios, I mean, there's absolutely nothing wrong with having money in banks and CDs and money markets, things like that, because we got to have access to them funds. Yeah, but there also are alternatives we can do as far as the managed money here. We have a said fiduciary office here. We take care of managed money for a lot of our clients. And then for a lot of our income people who need income on a consistent basis and don't want to have any principal risk, there's some fixed annuity products where people have been able to get market type returns that have actually doubled their money since 2010. And one of the main thing about it is they get to keep it. You know, the problem with the market is the gains are never yours until the day you physically sell it. And I think that's a lot of the problems when people come with their 401ks. They get so fixated. We always talk about it. They get fixated on that bottom line number, but they don't know how to put that bottom, whatever their total is, into an income on a monthly basis. We had a lady that came in here this week. One of her main concerns was she has got some pension choices, and they were mulling over the difference between taking the lump sum or annual payments. So what she wanted to do was we're sitting down doing what the monthly basis is. They're in a position where her husband has a great pension. They really don't need much more income right now. So the thing is, what a lot of people don't realize is with the pensions, if you have a lump sum, I would probably say it's about 70% of the time it makes sense to take the lump sum. But until you sit down and take a look at the summary plan descriptions from each employer, in this lady's situation, she doesn't need the money for a few years. We're going to take the lump sum because if she were to take the monthly payments, she's got four kids, and one of the main things she wanted to do is leave a legacy to her children. Well, the problem is if you take pension payments for a spouse and to protect your spouse, when both spouses pass away, nothing goes to the children. So by taking the lump sum, we're able to put that into an income-producing product with the safety of principal, which will guarantee her very, very close to the same monthly payment. But if when they both pass away, whatever is left goes to the kids and the grandkids, and that's the way you leave a legacy.
So when we're building this plan, it seems important to get a voice of reason to show where we are making these decisions in the best way possible. It would be very difficult, I feel like, for a lot of our listeners to just sit down themselves and put together a full plan based on how much money they want to have in retirement.
The bottom line is for every client we sit down with, when they tell us how much money do they need on a monthly basis, we figure out how we're going to get them there. We know what we're going to get from Social Security. We know if they're going to have a pension, what they're going to get from their pensions. And the rest has got to come from either working or retirement savings, whether it's 401ks, IRAs, Roth accounts, non-qualified accounts. And which bucket of money we pull from for these income plans has a huge effect on the taxes that these people will pay in retirement, especially on their Social Security. So the whole idea is to keep their taxes down and keep the money in their pockets and send it off to the government.
We're looking to get that tax analysis so we're not paying more in taxes than we need to. We're looking to get that fee analysis so that we're not surprised down the line by hidden fees that are eating away at our accounts right now. And we're looking to get that income analysis so that not only do we know how much we have coming in right now, but how much could be coming in on a month-to-month basis as we're heading into retirement, getting that income plan together so you know that you are not just drawing down on your accounts, zeroing them out a few years into retirement. You want to be taken care of all the way through your retirement. And today is the day to get the process started. Today is the day to give John Kelly a call and sit down with the team at Kelly Financial Services for that initial no-cost consultation. The number to call is 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. And John, this is a perfect opportunity for folks to give you a call. Isn't that right?
Absolutely, Kip. For all of our listeners, and especially the people who came to our workshops last week, what we're offering our clients is come on and we'll sit down and do a complete Social Security maximization report. We'll show you how to maximize your Social Security income in retirement. We'll do a complete income plan for you. We'll take a look at everything you have as far as getting a check for you on a monthly basis and how it's produced. And we also give away for most of our listeners right now the 401k survival guide. Coach Pete's great giveaway. What I like about it is it shows people what to consider when it comes to their 401k and the choices to make when it comes to their moving it into an IRA. And there's some good case studies and everything in there. And then for all of our clients who come on board, Kip, with over $250,000, we provide them with a free will and power of attorney for finance and medical. And for any listeners who come on board with over $500,000, we provide them with a complete living trust. We avoid the probate estate process completely and keep the money in their estate and not give it to the government.
This is a great opportunity for you to pick up the phone and get started on your retirement plan. A lot of folks out there spend more time planning their vacation than they do planning their retirement. And think about how long a retirement lasts versus a vacation. So many more years. You could have 20, 30, 40 years of retirement ahead of you. Make sure that you are taken care of. Make sure that your plan is supporting you all the way through your retirement. Sit down for that initial no-cost consultation, no obligation, by calling 800-477-1135. John Kelly is ready to set up that first appointment. Sit down, get your questions answered, ask you some questions you may not have even known you needed to be asking, and then get on that right track. The number to call one more time, 800-477-1135.
And coming up, we're answering email questions from listeners. Are you in a similar situation? We're looking out for each and every one of you when we return.